perfect type. He was a perfect Southern gentleman. He was an absolutely beautiful Southern man. He really was. And he was never said the wrong thing. You know, was always courteous and always soft-spoken and never, you know, was harsh. And Aunt Snow Watch, you see, and they just didn't. They just didn't mm-hmm. jive.
Well, that's fascinating. While we're on, actually on characteristics, personality and character, I have a few questions I'd like to carry out.
Okay.
Here, I think I mentioned the word touches. Did you ever use that?
No, touchy. Touchy.
Touchy.
But not touches.
And that meant touchy. Someone who was easily annoyed.
Offended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sensitive, they called it too.
Suppose you, what did you call someone who was in good health and not necessarily a big person, but strong and could do a great deal of work? And, would he be stout or?
No, a man, you mean? A man. Well,
man
a person.
Or,
stout,
in
stout
fact,
was.
I was thinking about that, the Negro cook.
Yeah, well, she was Aunt Bella. That's what
Aunt
her
Bella.
Name was, Aunt Bella. Oh,
I gather that she was a small person.
She was a tiny
she was
person, and she
of,
had this screechy voice, I remember.
And she had a
screechy
of a
voice.
Work.
Yeah,
right?
And it would almost run you out of the kitchen with a broom. She really was. the little ones.
What, the fact that she was small had nothing to do with the fact that she could do a
no,
work.
No. Let's see. I don't know.
Small but husky or something?
No, husky is not it.
Stout.
Mm-mm. Strong, I think.
Mm-hmm. And suppose someone, had good health, but then had become ill, and you would see him on the street, and you say, "My, he certainly looks."
I think you'd say, "Looks bad."
Looks bad.
Looks bad. Yeah. Looks bad.
Peaking?
Not much. That word came to me, but I don't. We didn't use it. Mm-hmm. Mm, he looks real bad. Real bad.
Real bad. Suppose somebody who's not sick, but he's just worked hard and he's very tired.
Worn out.
Worn
out.
And someone, teenager, who's all loose jointed, kind of awkward.
I don't remember the
someone
expression
growing
of that.
Very fast, a boy usually. Or how about a teenage girl who is very lively and would.
Well, would one expression I remember that they used for, you can't sit still a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Can't sit still a minute.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
Oh, another expression that I haven't been able to figure out where it came from, that Mom would say to me, my grand, about me. Because I ate a lot and I was skinny as could be when I was growing up. And they'd say, she'd say, that's all right. Let us not eat so much makes a porticary.
I see. You call an older person who was very active, mighty, spry, or pert, or brash for his age? Difficult
yeah,
terms.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the words come, but it's not the words that I knew back. I think what they would say was, she sure is fine for her age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fine for her age. That hadn't changed much.
And someone, the opposite of touchy would be.
Oh, nothing bothers her, they'd say. Yeah.
Just good nature.
Nothing bothers her. Which was not usually a compliment much because there were more people that were touchy than weren't.
I see.